Today we continue with lesson number 35 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Nedorim. We will be continuing in the ninth perek, Perek Tishii, with Mishnah Ches and Mishnah Tes, Mishnah 8 and Mishnah 9. This Mishnah continues with an example of the principle of Neder Shehutar Mitzoso Hutar Kulo, that if there is a neder, one component of which became mutar, by the way, became mutar either because that component was based upon an error, a ta'us, and therefore does not even require a hatoras chacham, or a component of the neder became mutar through a hatoras chacham, either way, once one component becomes mutar, the entire neder falls away. So our Mishnah gives the following example. Mishnah Ches. Konam yayin she'eni toim. A person makes a neder that wine should be also to him. He's not tasting wine. Shehayayin ra me'ayin. Because wine is not good for the stomach, for the kid, for the intestines. Fine, that was his assumption. Could be true. Amru lo, but they told him, old wine is not only is not bad for the stomach, it's good for it. So when he made his neder, he was prohibiting upon himself all kinds of wine, old, new, in between. And his reason is because he's assuming that yayin is no good for the ma'ayin. Now, if we can prove, and they can prove to him, that no, there's one component, one type of wine, namely yayin miyushon, old wine, which is good. So one component of the neder, that part of the neder that applied to the old wine, the aged wine, falls away without hataras chacham, because it was based upon the mistaken assumption that he made, based upon something he read somewhere, that all wine is bad for you. So once yayin hamiyushon becomes mutar, then all yayin becomes mutar because of the principle of neder shehutar miktsoso hutar kolo. And therefore the Mishnah continues. V'lo b'miyushon bilvad hutar elo b'chol hayayin. Now, not only is he mutar to eat yayin which has been aged, but even all yayin becomes mutar because of the principle, again, of neder shehutar miktsoso hutar kolo. Similarly, konam botzol she'eni toim. Person says, I'm not eating onions, all onions. Shehabotzol rala leif, because I read somewhere that onions are bad for the heart. Omrulo, and then someone comes along and tells him, halo hakufri yofel aleif. There's one type of onion, namely the kufri. Some say it's the onion from the kfar, the country onion, and some say it's the onion which comes from a place called Kufri, perhaps Kafris in Cyprus. That onion is good for the heart. Hutar ba Kufri. So he's mutar in the Kufri, because as far as the Kufri onion is concerned, his neder was betos. It falls away without hatoras chacham. It was based upon the erroneous assumption that it was not healthy, and it turns out that it is healthy. In fact, it's good for you. Then, once that component of all the onions, the kufri onion, becomes mutar, lo ba kufri bilvad hutar elo b'chol habitzolim. So the principle of neder shehutar miktsoso hutar kulo kicks in, and the whole neder falls away. Indeed, ma'asahoya, there was a case of this sort with the onions. V'hitiro Rabbi Meir b'chol habitzolim. And Rabbi Meir said, halacha l'maisa, that he's mutter in all onions because of the principle of Rabbi Akiva, who of course was Rabbi Meir's Rebbe, who taught neder shehutar miktsoso hutar kulo. Mishnah Tes returns to the nature of the Pesach, which can work to undo, to unbind a neder. And we learned that, true, Ein poschen liodam bechvod hamokom. We don't say as a Pesach, had you known that God would be offended, kav yochel, by what you did, what you said, would you have made a neder? Such a Pesach is not a Pesach, because no one will say, anything other than yes, I would not have made that neder had I known that it would be affect Kovod HaMakom. However, we did learn, at least according to the Chachomim, at least according to Rabbi Eliezer, that poskin lo bichvod ovi ve'imo. That as far as the question, had you known that this neder would in some way be a pegiah bekovod, would somehow be insulting to your parents, would you have made a neder? So Rabbi Eliezer says that that's a legitimate Pesach. Chachamim say, no, it has to be something where the neder was directly about the relationship. They know vein oviv le'imo. In any case, we also learned that a Pesach can be v'yohavta l'reicha kamocha. Had you known that by saying that so-and-so can't have any hanah from your nechosim, that you're violating the posuk of loving your brother as yourself, your neighbor as yourself, etc., or the Ksuvas Ishto, or the Kovod Shabbos, Simchas Yom Tov, all of these things are legitimate pesachim, legitimate openings, vehicles by which to undo and unbind a neder. So now the Mishnah continues and says, Poskin la'odam b'chvod atzmo u'v'chvod bonov. We even use as a Pesach the person's own self-regard and the reputation of his children. For example, Omrim lo. We say to him, you made a neder. You're not going to eat bananas. You're not going to drink wine, figs, grapes, whatever it is. Ilu ha'yisa yodeya. Had you known, shelomochor omrim olecha, that people say about you, this person, he keeps making the dorim with reference to his wife. He makes a neder. Every time he has a discussion with her and she disagrees with him, he says, okay, I'm not getting hanor from you anymore. And he's forced to divorce her. If you would know that Shalomachar Omim Alecha, tomorrow people say about you, Kach hi vesto shel ploni, this is this person's habit. Veses means his way, his routine. This is the way he is. Megoresh es noshav, he's always making the dorim, which put him in a bind where he has to divorce his wives. And they'll say that you're this angry man. Would you have made a neder? You're making a bizoyon of yourself. You're disgracing yourself. More than that, people will say, your daughters, Benos Gerusha saying, their mother was divorced. If she was divorced, there must be something wrong with the mother. And like mother, like daughter. So therefore, this daughter must be like her mother, and her mother had to be divorced. She must have been no good. People will say that about your own daughters. Would you have made the neder? And then if he says, Ilu ha'isi yodei ashakein, had I realized that I would be putting my own reputation on the line, that I would be making it hard for my daughters to do a shidduch because I would be disgracing them. If I had known that, lo ha'isi no, there I would not have made a neder, hareze mutor. That's a legitimate basis for a heta, hatoras ndorim, mutaloch, mutaloch, mutaloch. And so we have finished lesson number 35.